This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council issued a proclamation this week to recognize Wednesday, February 4th as Transit Equity Day. The proclamation seeks to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Eau Claire Transit Manager Katrina Running says a local nonprofit, Joining Our Neighbors Advancing Hope, will also cover all bus fares on Transit Equity Day so residents can ride for free.
So next week we will be having our Transit Equity Day celebration, and Jonah volunteered to donate to cover all of the fares for that day for both fixed route buses and then also to sponsor paratransit. So they work out with our paratransit provider to cover the copays for all of those users, but this would be a donation to cover the fixed route buses.
The proclamation also highlighted the environmental and economic benefits of a robust public transportation system, providing residents with a safe and affordable method of accessing employment opportunities, education, and healthcare while reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Phil Swanhorst is a former Eau Claire bus driver and a community advocate. He accepted the proclamation from City Council President Emily Berge at Tuesday's meeting and shared his thoughts on how Eau Claire's transit system has evolved over the years.
I'm real proud of how it's evolved and how we emphasize over the years the ADA compatibility of our transit system, the ability of our transit system to be flexible enough to expand or contract certain routes. Right now, we're helping the new DRA Day Resource Center get service from the Sojourner House. A lot of trials, tribulations, and things we want to do, but it's always if and when and how and but we do get it done.
Eau Claire Transit will also host a celebration to honor Transit Equity Day at the new Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday at noon. Washington County Executive Josh Showman officially ended his campaign for governor this week. Showman announced the decision in a social media post on Wednesday, thanking his supporters and saying Republicans should now be focused on helping the people of Wisconsin rather than fighting with each other. His withdrawal leaves Congressman Tom Tiffany as the lone Republican candidate in the field. The decision also came less than a day after President Donald Trump officially endorsed Congressman Tiffany in the election. Showman was the first Republican candidate to enter the race for governor in May of 2025. New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien also dropped out of the race last year. The Democratic primary field for the seat remains more open, with over half a dozen candidates still in the race. Those candidates include former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Senator Kelda Royce, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Representative Francesca Hong. The primary election for the 2026 gubernatorial race will take place on August 11th. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin hosted a virtual press conference this week on the state of healthcare following changes at the federal government over the last year. Senator Baldwin highlighted Medicaid cuts and failing to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits as two significant factors behind rising premiums and prices for health services. She also noted that Americans could pay as much as double for healthcare each month compared to other industrialized countries, and criticized for-profit companies in the healthcare industry, saying the free market and profit-driven economy may not work for something like healthcare. Healthcare issues have been a major topic in western Wisconsin over recent years, especially protecting outright access to healthcare in the more rural areas of Wisconsin, as well as state-level efforts to extend postpartum Medicaid coverage for new mothers to a full year. Senator Baldwin also recently introduced legislation seeking to make mental health and addiction services for pregnant and postpartum women more affordable. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a traffic study along the Highway 53 corridor between Eau Claire and Chippewa County. According to a Leader Telegram report, DOT officials say crash rates along the corridor are significantly higher than the statewide average for similar roads. They're hoping to identify the biggest safety and operational concerns on that stretch of highway and determine what alternative options are available to improve driver safety. DOT officials say these studies typically take around 3 years to complete. Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company has officially announced a new president. According to a social media post on Wednesday, Katie Leinenkugel will take over the operations of the company. Katie Leinenkugel is a sixth-generation member of the family that's run the popular Chippewa Falls Brewery for over 150 years. According to the announcement, she's the second female president in the company's history and the first since founder Jacob Leinenkugel's own daughter served as president nearly 100 years ago. A water main break near Memorial High School and the Hy-Vee gas station forced some road detours on Wednesday afternoon. According to a press release from the city of Eau Claire, the water main break occurred on East Claremont Avenue and Fairfax Street at around 1:30 p.m. City crews waited until around 5 p.m. to begin their emergency repairs, hoping to give students and staff at Memorial High School a chance to get out of the area before getting to work. City officials say the break was likely caused by the cold weather, and they wrapped up their repairs by around 8 p.m. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents interested in hunting to register for a hunter education course for this spring. Anyone born in 1973 or later is required to take a hunter education course before they can get a hunting license. The Department of Natural Resources offers a number of course options, including traditional in-person classes, online-only classes, or a combination. Residents can register for a hunter education course through the Go Wild portal, and more information is available on the DNR's website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks head to Boston next to play the Celtics after losing to the Wizards. 109-99, Miles Turner had 21 points, 14 rebounds, but says that missed shots were not the Bucks' problem.
The reason we lost tonight is not makes and misses. It's the bonehead errors, you know. It's the foul and jump shooters for 20 points, whatever it was. It's offensive rebounds. It's turnovers. Like, that's been our Achilles heel the past couple games. I think we're playing, you know, the right way to win games, but it's the margin, you know, that I think we're losing right now. Only something that we correct ourselves.
In Milwaukee, outgoing team president Peter Fagan given a farewell ceremony. Fagan asked if he discussed the trade rumors with Giannis, who was in attendance.
I'd like to say, how do we knock out the noise? You know, and Giannis and I always joke about it. He's focused on rehab. All he cares about is getting back on the court. The one thing that's undeniable, this is his home. This is like where he raised his family. This is like what he loves.
That's the Bucks' Peter Fagan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and cold again today. We'll get to around 10 above for a high this afternoon, with wind north at 5 to 10, which will keep the wind chill below zero most of the day. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, down to 2 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.